Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Legal Ethics in a New York Minute, your legal ethics briefing where we share tips to stay on track and traps to avoid. I'm your host, Kaylin Whittingham. In today's episode, we are going to be discussing the top 10 reasons why attorneys get in trouble and what to do when the Attorney Grievance Committee comes knocking. Now, these are the top 10 reasons, I would say, what leads to a disciplinary complaint and ultimately the attorney being disciplined in many instances. We will have a full episode on most of these later on, but I just wanted to give you an overview of the top 10 things that gets attorneys in trouble. Number one, the misappropriation of client and third-party funds. Number two, the failure to supervise both attorneys and non-attorney employees. Number three, conflict of interest. Number four, fraud. Number five, the unauthorized practice of law or aiding the unauthorized practice of law. Number six, neglect of the client matter, lack of due diligence. Number seven, a failure to communicate. Failure to communicate with your client, not responding to emails, phone calls, and the likes. Number eight, a failure to cooperate in an investigation by the Attorney Grievance Committee. Number nine, a failure to register your biannual registration every 2 years. Your failure to register could lead to discipline. And number 10, personal conduct. Now, there are a number of different conduct under that heading of personal conduct. As I said before, many of these will have their own episodes and we'll go through each of them in more detail. But if you want to know what are the 10 things that gets attorneys in trouble, those are the 10 conduct that will lead to attorneys being investigated and ultimately disciplined. Now, if a complaint has been filed against you and the Attorney Grievance Committee comes knocking, what should you do? Here are three things that you should do. First, open the complaint and read it. I know that sounds very, very simple, but open the complaint and read it. Sometimes you're only going to get 10 or 20 days to respond. And so if you've put that complaint aside and set it aside for some later date, you could be running up on not responding in a timely manner. But not only that, remember just now what we said, a failure to cooperate with the grievance committee is one of the top 10 reasons why attorneys get disciplined. So whatever you do, open the complaint, read it, respond to it. Number two, don't call your client and berate the client because they've filed a complaint against you. That is an absolute no-no. The committee is going to hear about it, and it's just going to make things worse and not better. Similarly, don't coerce your client or try to bribe your client to withdraw the complaint that was filed, because yes, that's going to be an aggravating factor when it comes to discipline. But not only that, remember, withdrawing the complaint does not mean that the Attorney Grievance Committee ends its investigation. The committee may continue the investigation despite a client withdrawing their complaint. So do not coerce, bribe the client to withdraw the complaint. It can do you no good, only harm. And third and finally, very importantly, speak to an ethics attorney. And I don't just say this because I'm an ethics attorney. I think it's very important. Even if you do not believe that this is a very serious conduct and you think it's so simple that you can handle it yourself, That may be true. And in a couple of instances, that is true. But even then, at least pay for a consultation with an ethics attorney just to ensure that there's nothing that you're missing, because we all have blind spots. And at times we will see things in one way, but it's really, there's more to it. So if you think it's simple, you can address it on your own. Okay, but at least pay for a consultation and have someone else take a look at it. I believe you should not go it alone when there is a disciplinary complaint that have your livelihood at risk, your reputation at risk. There's a lot on the line when you're facing a disciplinary investigation. So words of wisdom, don't go it alone. And in the words of our former president, Abraham Lincoln, he who has himself for a client has a fool for a client. That's all for today. I am your host, Kaylin Whittingham, signing off for now. But if you like what you've heard, please like, comment, share, and send us questions and tips about what you would like to hear next. Until next time, goodbye.